blessed Friday morning to all. This is Scott Borsky on WWDB Morning Light. It is such an honor to join with you in prayer, in faith, and all that's good in life. Let's pray together. So many blessings each and every day. We join with Cody Carnes and Carrie Jobe on their beautiful The Blessing.
The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.
It is Friday, and if you have not found your given purpose and mission yet, let your heart not be troubled. With faith in God, you will always find, as Michael W. Smith sings, your place in this world.
The wind is moving, but I am standing still. A life of pages waiting to be filled. A heart that's hopeful, a head that's full of dreams. But this becoming is harder than it seems. Feels like I'm looking for a reason. there a vision that I can call my own? Show me. I'm looking for a reason, roaming through the night to find my place in this world, my place in this world. Not a lot to lean on, I need your light to help me find my place in this world, my place in this
God understands all languages, even understands when you cry. Crying is a form of prayer, and when you cry, God cries also and sets in motion your dreams, goals, and aspirations to turn bad to good, to make everything in life for the righteousness and the goodness in every step that you take. Please join with the Gaither Vocal Band with When I Cry.
Making a list of all of the good things you've done for me. Lord, I've never been one to complain, but right now I'm lost and I can't find my way. My world's come apart and it's breaking my heart, but it helps to know that your heart is breaking too. When I cry, you cry. When I hurt, you hurt. And when I've lost someone, it takes a piece of you too. When I fall on my face, you fill me with grace. 'Cause nothing your heart or tears you apart like when I cry. Alone in the dark, facing my hands, crying out to you. Lord, there's never been a time in my life where there's so much at stake, so much to lose, but I trust it to you, 'cause you'll bring me through, and it helps me to know that I'm not alone. When I cry, you cry. When I hurt, you hurt. And when I've lost someone, it takes a piece of you too. When I fall on my face, you fill me with grace. 'Cause nothing breaks your heart or tears you apart When I cry, you cry. When I hurt, you hurt. When I've lost someone, it takes a piece of you too. When I fall on my face, you fill me with grace. 'Cause nothing breaks your heart or tears you apart like when I cry.
If you don't know where you need to be on this day or any day, have no fear, for you know who does know? Certainly God. God knows what doors you need to go through, what hallways you need to walk down. All you need to do is have faith and be in a constant conversation with God, and we call that prayer. Please listen to these wonderful words by the late, great Chadwick Boseman when he talks about God has a plan for you.
Sometimes you need to get knocked down before you can really figure out what your fight is and how you need to fight it. Sometimes you need to feel the pain and sting of defeat to activate the real passion and purpose that God predestined inside of you. God says in Jeremiah, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Hear me well on this day. This day when you have reached the hilltop and you are deciding on next jobs, next steps, careers, further education. You would rather find purpose than a job or a career.
Always be around those in your family and community that love you the most, because they are there for you now and they will always be there for you. God said in the book of Genesis to Adam, it is not good to be alone. Always treasure the relationships you have. Please sing with Stephen Curtis Chapman on his so very beautiful, I Will Be There.
Tomorrow morning if you wake up and the sun does not appear, I will be here. If in the dark we lose sight of love, hold my hand and have no fear. 'Cause I will be here. I will be here. When you feel like being quiet, when you need to speak your mind, I will listen and I will be here. When the laughter turns to crying, through the winning, losing and trying, we'll be together, 'cause I will be here. Tomorrow morning if you wake up and the future is unclear, I will be here. Just as sure as the seasons were made for change, our lifetimes were made for these years. So I will be here. And I will be here so you can cry on my shoulder. When the mirror tells us we're older, I will hold you. And I will be here to watch you grow in beauty and tell you all the things you mean to me. I will be here. Oh, I will be true to the promise I have made to you and to the one who gave you to me. Oh, oh, oh. I will be here, and just as sure as the seasons were made for change, our lifetimes were made for these years. So I will be here, we'll be together. Oh yes we will, 'cause I will be here. I will be here.
On this Friday morning and every morning, we have a good God. We know that God takes what we need, even though we are temporarily, maybe momentarily, in the valley in any aspect of our lives, could be financially, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, religiously, and gives us the goodness, the sparks of life that will help us with our dreams, goals, and aspirations. On that theme, sing with Cece Winans on her beautiful Goodness of God.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. Of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Yeah. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes, you have.
And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, of the goodness of God. Your And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God. I'm gonna sing.
All my life you've been faithful.
All my life you have been so, so good.
So good with every breath
that I have made.
Every breath I'm able, I'm gonna sing
of
the goodness of God. Yes, I am.
I will sing
of the goodness.
How do you make things righteous in your life? How do you make all your words and your actions good? We put God first in everything we do, and that is how everything we say and everything we do has the fingerprints, as Dan Bremnes sings, the fingerprints of God.
Sometimes it feels just like you're caught inside a moment. Not really moving, but you're going through the motions. Trying so hard to find the meaning as your days roll by. I know it sounds impossible, but we're living in a miracle, yeah. The more you look, the more you know that we are not alone. When you see love, lead them on. Healing broken hearts, you see chains fall apart. God. It's written in the way the stars break up the night, the proof, the clarity that opens up our eyes. It's all around and inside of you and I know it sounds impossible, but it's actually a miracle. When you see love, lead them on. Healing broken hearts, you see chains fall apart. Open your eyes to the signs all around you. Hope is alive and it's living inside you. All creation testifies it. The more you seek, the more you find that love, love, healing broken hearts. You see chains fall apart. You see hope rise from the dark. It's so much more than ordinary. It's nothing less than extraordinary. No, no, it's the fingerprints of God. Ordinary, we're nothing less than extraordinary, no. And it's who we are, the fingerprints of God.
There is no right way to pray. There's no wrong way to pray. God understands any language, even the silent meditations of our own hearts, that still small voice. So realize that God is always around us. God is Emmanuel, meaning God is with us. Listen to these words by Billy Graham on how to pray.
You don't have to kneel down every time you pray. I have a daughter that thinks you have to kneel down to pray. And she gets up every morning real early and prays 2 hours before the children get up, but on her knees. And if you felt her knees, they're like leather. And the doctor's already said she's getting arthritis from it. And I told her, I said, you don't have to do that. I said, you can pray all the time everywhere as she does. But she feels that God has called her to that ministry of prayer and study of the scriptures on her knees every morning. But you, can pray all the time. Even while I preach like this, like I'm doing now, I'm praying. I'm saying, Lord, help me to say the right thing. Help me to say the thing that will help somebody that is here tonight that needs this message, because this message is for somebody here tonight, for many people here tonight that need it.
Did you wake up this morning and say, thank you, God? This is a brand new day. This is the day the Lord has made. I want to thank you, God, for allowing me to put one foot in front of the other and bring blessings into others and inspire them to do the same for their circle of love and their circle of life. Be an inspiration. Please sing with Lauren Daigle on her beautiful Thank God I Do.
I've seen love come and I've seen love walk away. So many questions. Will anybody stay? It's been a hard year, so many nights and tears, all of the darkness trying to fight my fears. Alone, so long, alone.
It's so important to hold on to the promises of God. And where are those promises? They are in our scriptures. You know, the same promises that God made for us thousands of years ago are the same promises that God makes for us today. and those promises that God will make for our children and our children's children. Just hold on to faith. Always fill your mind, body, and soul with words from scriptures, with God's words, God's thoughts. And with that, you can never, ever go wrong. Please sing with Katie Nicole on her Hold On.
Small clouds all around, couldn't see your face. Darkness consumed me, stuck in the bitterness. But I know there's a light that's waiting up ahead. So I'll stay in the fight and look to the one who said, hold on.
You know that laughter is a gift from God. In the book of Proverbs, it says, laughter is the best medicine. Laughter is a blessing. One of the most funniest folks I know is Modi Rosenfeld. I hope you enjoy his joke, his bit. A guy went to his rabbi.
I'm going to start the show by telling you a story about a guy that goes to his rabbi and says, Rabbi, you never believe what happened to me. My son left the house and became a Christian. The rabbi said, shh. Never believe what happened to me. My son left the house too and became a Christian. So what do? We pray to God. They prayed to God and God said, you never believe what happened to me.
Certainly, this is a new day. It's a Friday. We made it through the whole week. And I wanted to remind you that if you don't have the opportunity to listen to Morning Light Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock on this station, always go to the podcast at WWDBAM.com 24/7, whenever, wherever, in the car, at work, on any smart device. And please spread the word so others in your circle of life can be inspired with beautiful music and inspirational words so they can have each and every day filled with the love of God. Please sing with Danny Gokey on his new day.
Wake up and breathe in deeper than yesterday. Take on the morning like your soul's been remade. Roll down the windows, let your cares fly away. Good things are yours to claim, you don't have to wait. All across the sky, new mercies rise, and the future's bright. This is a new day, everything bursting with hope, coming alive.
You know, we certainly work in God's time, not ours. And if you feel a little bit impatient, don't. God will take you to the heights that you need to go with all your purpose and your mission in life. God knows where you need to be. Just trust in that. Sing with Dolly Parton and for King and Country on there. God only knows.
Wide awake while the world is sound asleep, and too afraid of what might show up while you're dreaming. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe you. And every day you try to pick up all the pieces, all the memories that somehow never leave you. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe you.
you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. But God only knows the real you. 'Cause there's a kind of love.
So afraid if someone saw them they would leave. But somebody sees you. Somebody will never leave you.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say.
You know, there are so many answers that God gives us when we pray. And after all, prayer is just a conversation with God, like you have with your friend, your coworker, your family. After all, don't we all want a God that we can speak to? The answer is certainly yes. So when we pray, God can say, no, it's not your time yet. What I'm giving to you takes a little bit of time. Or God can say, that's not what I want from you. You are made for better. That's not your mission and purpose. If I give you everything that you pray for, you simply wouldn't know what to do with it. So never take no as an answer from God, because God will always be yes in the end. Please join with Cain on their Yes, He Can.
Sometimes I wonder, is he faithful? Does he see me in my trouble? Does he understand? Sometimes I question if he's able. Can he rescue? Can he save me again and again? But when I look back, did he move every mountain? Did he part every sea? Yes, he did. So yes, sometimes those voices try to tell me I'm forgotten and I'm falling too far from his hands. But I know what kind of God he is, and I'm trusting in his promises. I'm believing and I'm singing, yes, he can. Did he move every mountain? Did he part every sea? Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. Yes, he can.
Where are you now? I want to know. Are you in the car? Are you at home? Are you at work? Are you in a store? It doesn't matter where you are, because God is everywhere. And if God is everywhere, that means we can praise God everywhere. No matter where you are, it's always a wonderful opportunity to say, thank you, God. This moment of the day is a blessing. I know that there are bad things coming at me all the time, and you bat them away. You don't even let them get in my heart, in my soul. And that in and of itself is a blessing. So wherever you are, as Brandon Lake sings, praise you anywhere.
Sometimes you gotta stare down the giant, worship from the lion's den. Sometimes you gotta shout it from the mountains, louder in the valley, trusting that he's gonna get you there. Sometimes you gotta welcome the wonder, wait for the answer, worship with your hands in the air. I'll praise you anywhere. Praise, give him praise.
Friday and through the weekend, take the opportunity, count your blessings one by one, and see what God has done. And when you do that, at the end of each day, you will realize how very, very blessed you really are. Sing with Seth Schluter on his wonderful song, Counting Your Blessings.
It's like it was yesterday, I was praying for a miracle, scared to have a little hope. And now looking back today, seeing all the things you've done, I can't even add them up. One, two, three, up to infinity. I'd run out of numbers before I could thank you for it.
I'm still counting my blessings. All that you've done in my life. The more that I look in the details, the more of your goodness I find. Father, on this side of heaven, I know that I'll run out of time, but I will keep counting my blessings. Oh, and I can't count that high. And I know that seasons never last forever. So God, I will remember all of the reasons my heart has to be grateful. All the times you've been faithful to me. God, I'm still counting my blessings.
To remind you that each and every Sunday at 7:30 on this station is a dialogue of inspiration and religion. You can join me on Sundays as well, even if Monday and Friday is not enough. Have a blessed Friday, everybody, and a great, great weekend. And as we always say, pray more, worry less.